Despite being an artist who once had a ton of hype and potential in 2017, Trippie Redd's recent actions have caused a shift in how his fans view him. First, he made fun of other rappers for having low sales in a clip that did not age well.
C-list rappers, nigga, we about to create Avengers of trash, niggas.
Then he scammed his fans in a competition by not giving the winner his cash reward. And thirdly, for the fans that did stay true, he downright disrespected them by canceling his entire upcoming tour due to low ticket sales. What is going on? Is this the end for Trippie Redd, or is it possible for his rap career to be revived from its impending collapse? Hi, I'm Luesta, and I'm trying to educate people towards success by using celebrities as examples. Today, we're going to discuss the tragic story of Trippie Redd's decline, which is most easily understood if we first discuss the reasons he became so loved in the first place. When Trippie Redd inked his first record deal with 10K Projects in 2016, he already had been making music for around 3 years and dropped 3 projects. As a result, he already built up a decent understanding on what it took to blow up in the SoundCloud rap era. He had the colored dreads, face tattoos, expensive jewelry, and smoked so much grass that he could barely keep his eyes open in interviews. However, there was one characteristic that set Trippie apart from the pack, and that was the sound of his music. Instead of doing the same old flow and delivery that everyone was using in 2015,
that's what's wrong right now. Everybody trying to rap the same style. I don't know who created it, if it was Future or Migos, but all them niggas sound the same.
He opted to instead blend the sound of trap music with a variety of other genres.
To create my own style, I combined 3 or 4 different styles and put them together. Basically, hip hop, R&B, alternative rock, and fucking pop. Basically, popular music.
Using this technique really gave Trippie his own sound, and he became known as the rapper who screams in literally every song, to the point that when he didn't do it, people would make entire Reddit forums discussing it. Later in this video, we're gonna actually talk about how his scream also played a small part in his downfall. But in 2017, he had a tried and true formula that worked flawlessly. Songs like Love Scars, Pulse 1469 with Tekashi, in Dark Knight Dumbo with Travis Scott, had Trippie floating on a cloud. Even the legendary XXXTentacion had mad respect for him, so much so that he decided to make him the only feature on his biggest album with the track Fuck Love. This song was so explosive that till this day, it remains the most streamed song on SoundCloud, further solidifying his imprint on the genre. And after X tragically passed away only a year after, Trippie Redd would also experience a huge surge in his social media following.
Bruh, when he passed, bruh, I went up 1 million followers.
With his newfound status in the rap game, Trippie knew that he could take advantage of his position and make a ton of money. He started charging around $300,000 per feature and was reportedly making almost $500,000 per show. Some pretty insane numbers for a young artist who rose to the top so quickly. This type of success gave Trippie a ton of confidence, which says a lot for a dude who looks like this. While his unique sound and vocal delivery was a large selling point for him, things didn't really start taking off until he encountered a few rap beefs. When he dropped his song Love Scars, for example, no one really knew who the hell Trippie Redd was, and the song initially flopped. Despite this, he did attract a fair amount of haters along the way, who criticized Trippie for copying Lil Uzi Vert's style. When Uzi caught wind of this, he trolled Trippie by releasing a song with the exact same title, and fans kinda liked it more. But Trippie was smart enough to know that this was a moment to capitalize off of, and so he responded letting the fans know that he indeed was the first one to make this song.
This shit is real, bro. I have this shit tatted on my face, nigga. 14 stand for 1400. I got love scars on my face, bro. It should never come down to something like this. This should never be a problem right here.
When news of this beef hit rap news pages, Trippie Redd's name was brought in front of a lot of people for the first time, causing him to gain a ton of followers and streams on his music. He then took it a step further and repackaged the song by putting out a music video for it, which did extremely well and is widely recognized now as his breakout hit. Although Trippie seemed to have the upper hand in this feud, the same cannot be said for his beef with Tekashi 6ix9ine, which seemingly marks the exact same moment that the tables began to turn on Trippie Redd. In In 2018, Trippy got into a heated beef with hip-hop's biggest troll, Tekashi 6ix9ine. Although the two started out as really good friends and recorded two hit songs together, things got weird when allegations surfaced involving Tekashi 6ix9ine and an underage girl. Trippy ran to social media to protect his image by denouncing their friendship.
I'm sorry, brother. 1400 don't promote pedophiles.
And for anyone who's been around the hip-hop space since 2017, you'll know that once you take shots at Tekashi, he'll basically milk the beef for clout and publicity until he can't anymore. And that's exactly what happened when Trippy released this simple video that would lead to a long-standing beef between the two. The beef got so intense that Trippy eventually got jumped, with Tekashi going on a tirade of social media posts slandering his name, such as making a video with his ex-girlfriend.
All right, look, ready? I'm singing this.
And hilariously mocking the way he sings.
I've been running with the new hey. Yeah!
Everyone loves drama, and his fans really enjoyed watching the two go back and forth. And although Trippy may have taken the L, it was clear that all the drama surrounding his name only gave more fuel for huge media outlets to talk about. But Trippy would learn that not all publicity is good publicity, after it was announced shortly after that he was also taken off Drake's song, God's Plan. Which, if you didn't know, is one of Drake's biggest songs, and that's pretty crazy considering the long list of hits he has. Videos were leaked of Trippy's verse, and it's kinda clear why he wasn't included. Okay, it's not that bad. And many people actually claim that the song would be better with Trippy's addition. But comments like, it was God's plan that he wasn't on it, and memes saying that he sounded like this, it's clear that Drake had a different vision for the song, despite claiming that he only released the song without Trippy because it leaked early. Situations like these didn't necessarily impact the performance of his music though, and he really continued to drop more solid projects from 2017 to 2019, with 2019's A Love Letter to You 4 setting a career-high first-week sales number of 104,000 units sold. It's clear that Trippy wasn't going anywhere despite all the nonsense surrounding his name, and some can argue that it was the fact that he was involved in so much nonsense that it made him more relevant. Especially considering that after this project, it all started going downhill for Trippy. And this became abundantly clear when he released his next addition to the Love Letter.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Series. On August 11, 2023, Trippy Redd released A Love Letter to You 5, and it performed horribly in comparison to the last one. When the first week sales were revealed to be about 32,000 units sold, the internet let him have it once again. To preface why this album did so bad, it's important to note that only a few months prior, Trippy posted a video where he was clowning rappers who are doing these types of numbers.
C-list rappers, nigga, we about to create Avengers of trash niggas. If we all put our 30,000 first week together, nigga, we gonna make a big...
This video clearly wasn't a good decision, as he would later be put in the same position of people he was kicking while they were down. On top of this, many clown Trippy for the fact that he seemingly tried to use his breakup with his ex-girlfriend Sky Morales as a way to promo the album. Trippy Redd posted a huge announcement of him apologizing to his GF for cheating in the lead up to his album dropping. He drops the album, and I haven't seen a single person talk about it on the timeline. As hate towards Trippy grew, so did the numbers of posts like this one on Reddit, pointing out how the quality of his music was on a steady decline. Those who agreed cited how his singing voice was slowly getting worse, which could be a result of him smoking way too much. And I say this because Trippy is always seen smoking in damn near every video he's in. Plus, actual good singers like A Boogie claim to have literally quit smoking for this very reason.
I had a music teacher for one day when I first came up, and he told me I can't smoke. And that's why I stopped seeing him, to be honest. I'm mad I really didn't take his advice, though, because my voice been changing over the years.
Despite this clearly being an issue, Trippy even stated in an interview with Montreality, where he set some really high expectations for his album.
A Love Letter to You 5 is going to be, if not the best body of music I've ever did, one of them, for sure.
He later stated that he wasn't even going to try to innovate or experiment with any different sound,
So I'm not trying to be experimental with this project. I'm really just trying to just drop straight Trippy Red hits.
This, as a result, made fans feel like the music just became too repetitive, and that it simply didn't hit like it used to in the days where he was hungry and on the come up. To add salt to the wound, Trippy has recently been getting canceled by TikTok after he made a video claiming that he wasn't going to give $20,000 to someone who gets the most views on a video using his song called Last Day. And when a user by the name of Victory Is Mine got the most views, sitting at around 19 million, he claims that he never got paid, leading many to claim that Trippy just doesn't have that type of money to give away, and that he only did this as a way to get people to promote the song without having to do anything. While I personally think that is absolute cap, and that there's still a chance that he's going to deliver on his promise, it doesn't really help being that Trippy Red recently canceled his entire upcoming tour. There seems to be enough evidence that something strange is going on with Trippy's career. However, Trippy has made comments in the past about the fact that he is more than willing to own up to his own mistakes.
I just look at like mistakes as a learning point. If I make a mistake, I go on the internet and I let the internet know I made a mistake, and I tell them how they can learn from that shit.
So it's only a matter of time before we can tell if Trippy will eventually bounce back from his horrific downfall. But he recently signed a $30 million deal with 10K Projects, and it seems like he's not going broke anytime soon. The fix for Trippy's career is fairly easy. He just needs to create good music and everything will fall into place. He also needs to do what he said he would, which is not only paying $20,000 to the fan who won the contest, but it's also to own up to his mistakes, such as talking shit about people only selling 30K. It's your boy Luesta, and if you did enjoy this video, you're definitely gonna like the ones on the screen. Till next time, my friend.
Peace!